that I have about Penn in that era was the opening of the high-rise buildings. Before that, there wasn't enough housing, and it was very hard to get into the dorms, especially if you were from Philadelphia, which I was from. So it was a big premium on getting into the rooms that were available. When the high-rises opened, it was a whole new era in living on campus. So in the fall of 1970, they opened the first one, High-Rise South, I think it was. But they only had opened the first maybe 10 floors to start with, and I was on the fifth floor, 506 High-Rise East. I remember that name, that address. And it was, we had this great feeling of being pioneers because the building was still being constructed as we were living in it, and there was construction material everywhere. So when you went in, the lobbies weren't finished yet in the first floor, and then the rooftop library lobby wasn't finished either. But I have this great memory of being able, the doors were unlocked to the roof, and we were able to go up outside above the lobby and look down on the street, and the cars looked like little toys that you could like reach down and pick them up. And a lot of kids would go up there at night and watch the cars on the streets with the lights all looking so far away. Also the bridge, I guess it's 39th Street by the dining hall wasn't finished yet. So we had to walk down through the construction site and walk up because the bridge wasn't there yet. So this was a big obstacle in getting to classes. And it added to the feeling of living in a construction site. But eventually it was all done. And now, of course, 32 years later, it looks so finished and complete that when I see it, it's hard to remember the chaos that it was in that fall of 1970. So that was one of my big memories of Penn in that time.